got a look, my baby's eyes. Can't get along with those younger guys. All I do is pace the floor. Gotta feel my baby don't want me no more. And I feel that old age coming on. Going to the doctor, can't take you. Gotta find out what the doctor can do. I've been around too many years. I've also shed too many tears. And I feel that old age coming on. That old age coming on. I've been with my baby a long, long time. Everything she got is hers and also mine. I said, let's get married this very day. She said, who's gonna give the bride and groom away? And I feel that old age coming on.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's silliness, whatever the heck it was. You and me, we're going to find out together later on tonight, because we're pre-recording from Babyland, as we do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank these days. I'm sure everything is all better by the time we are listening to this together, you and me, tonight. Around midnight Eastern on WMFO in Medford. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I'm not even going to mess with the backlog tonight. Suffice to say, there was a moment this week when I was doing a little advance work where I had the backlog well under 200, but then I pulled the new ones. So we're definitely back over 200 in the backlog. I think we will have completed 333 by the end of the night, but I just told you we weren't going to do the stats, so pretend I didn't say anything. So let's get these radio obituaries started the way that I do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Paul Seibel, the American singer, songwriter, and guitarist, best known for other artists' cover versions of his songs. Most notably, Louise. Other frequently covered tunes that he wrote include Spanish Johnny, Long Afternoons, Any Day Woman, Nashville Again, She Made Me Lose My Blues, and Then Came the Children. He just passed away at 84. It's the initial radio obituary for Paul Seibel, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
If you don't love her, you better let her go. You'll never fool her, you're bound to let it show. Love's so hard to take when you have to fake everything in return. You just preserve her when you serve her a little tenderness. If she's a woman, try to make it last. If you're a man now, you'd better end it fast. There's no reason here, no treason here, just the way of a woman's mind. Well, she has no blame, she has no shame, she just loves you. It's not easy to undo what's done, or to speak too freely to just anyone. And if this takes more than you bargained for, boy, it's time you learn not to talk so loud. Walk so proud when you're coming on.
They all said Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades, and how she'd act the little a deceiver. Don't believe her, that's her trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers and maybe some lace, men brought cry. But women like Louise, well, they get by. Good night.
post-initial radio obituary is for Walter Rossi, the Italian-Canadian musician who was active during the 1960s all the way into the early 2000s. As a guitarist, he played for Wilson Pickett and the Buddy Miles Express in the 1960s. Following those, he went on to play with Luke and the Apostles through the 70s, then went on to work as a session musician throughout the 1970s. He debuted his self-titled album in 1976. Walter Rossi just passed away at 74. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Oseomor Joseph, the Nigerian musician who was one of the early pioneers of African highlife music. He was particularly known for his lyrics that were anti-corruption and critical of the government. He just passed away at 69. It's the next radio obituary for Oseomor Joseph right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I am the Minister of Peace. The minister of criminals, the father of the devil. Some call me success never late. Do you want to know my name? Look up on Cyber Heart, brothers, tell me what you see. The father of the devil. So tell me success never late. Do you want to know my name? Look up and see my heart. Brothers, tell me what you see. We never cry no more. We never cry no more.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Bernard Bell, the American composer, producer, and musician. He started his career as an R&B guitarist and became known as a songwriter for Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, as well as a producer of gospel music. He received his first break in the 1980s when his sister Regina Bell, a Grammy Award-winning singer who was providing background vocals for the Manhattans at the time, recommended him to play guitar for the group. He went on to form a partnership with producer Teddy Riley. He collaborated with Michael Jackson and was credited with writing and co-writing Remember the Time, Privacy, and Why You Want a Trip on Me. His name appears on over 70 million records worldwide as a producer, writer, or a musician. Bernard Bell just passed away at 57. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Some of you still wonder why one of my friends had to die to get a message across that you still haven't heard. My friend was chased and confused, like many others I knew, but on that cold winter night my pride was snatched away.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the radio obituary for Artie Kane, the American pianist, film score composer, and conductor with a career spanning over six decades. As a pianist in Hollywood studios, he worked with artists including Frank Sinatra, Henry Mancini, John Williams, and Quincy Jones. He composed the music for over 250 television shows, including Wonder Woman, Vegas, Dynasty, and Matlock. You probably heard his scores in one of the motion pictures that he worked on, including Looking for Mr. Goodbar, Eyes of Laura Mars, among others. He just passed away at 93. It's the radio obituary for Artie Kane, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Now we have the radio obituary for Maureen Arthur, the American film, television, and stage actress. She appeared in numerous movies and television programs starting in the late 1950s, going all the way into the early 1990s. On television, she appeared on The Red Skelton Hour, Perry Mason, I Spy, The Monkees, The Flying Nun, Gomer Pyle, Love American Style, who didn't? The New Dick Van Dyke Show, Morgan Mendy, Laverne and Shirley, and many others. Her most prominent movie role was in 1967 when she portrayed Hetty LaRue in the film version of the Broadway hit How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. She was also in the Don Knotts film The Love God in 1969 and also in How to Commit Marriage with Bob Hope, Jackie Gleason, and Jane Wyman. Maureen Arthur just passed away at 88. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Don't make a
gentlemen, gentlemen, a secretary is not a toy. No, my boy, not a toy to fondle and dandle and playfully handle in search of some puerile joy. No, a secretary is not, definitely not a toy.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Bratt. We wouldn't have it any other way, Mr. Bratt. It's a company rule, Mr. Bratt.
A secretary is not a toy, no, my boy, not a toy. So do not go jumping for joy, boy. A secretary is not, a secretary is not, a secretary is not a toy.
A secretary is not to be used for play therapy.
Be good to the girl you employ.
Mechanism to serve the office community.
the mother at home she supports.
And you find nothing like her at FAO Schwartz.
A secretary is not a pet, nor an erector set.
It happened to Charlie McCoy, boy, they fired him like a shot. The day the fella forgot, a secretary is not a toy.
That you don't find the name Lionel on her caboose.
A secretary is not a thing, wound by key, pulled by string. Her pad is to write in and not spend the night in. If that's what you plan to enjoy, no!
The secretary you got is definitely not employed to do a gavotte. Or you know what, before you jump for joy, remember this, my boy. A secretary is not a tinker toy.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Jim Schwall, the American musician, singer-songwriter, and photographer, best known as a co-founder and member of the Siegel Schwall Band. He played guitar, mandolin, bass, accordion, and many other instruments. He formed a blues duo in 1964 with Corky Siegel, playing at Chicago bars and clubs, regularly performing at Pepper's Lounge and Big John's. Those are the kinds of places where you might see established blues musicians like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Willie Dixon. Jim Schwall just passed away at 79. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Walk in my mind,
then you'll know what I feel.
pre and penultimate radio obituary is for James Ratto, the American actor, playwright, director, and composer, best known as the co-author of the 1967 musical Hair. That brought him a nomination for the 1969 Tony Award for Best Musical, in addition to winning the Grammy for Best Musical. He just passed away at 90. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Blankety blank. I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of the Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere, and he wears his white crash helmet. He has golden chains on his leather jacket, and on the back are written the names Mary and Mom and Hell's Angels. I would gratefully appreciate it if you see him, tell him I'm in the park with my girlfriend. And please tell him Angela and I don't want the $2 back, just him.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Paulo Denis, Brazilian singer and composer. He started his career at the tender age of 12 years old as a radio announcer. In 1964, he moved to Rio to work as an announcer and a sports commentator. That's where he began his career as a singer in 1966, when he was put under contract by the record label Copacabana and released his first single. He just passed away at 82. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Agora José, a festa acabou, a luz apagou, o poço meu, a noite esfriou. E agora José, e agora você, você que é sem nome e zomba dos outros, você que faz versos, que ama, protesta. E agora José, está sem mulher, está sem carinho, está sem discurso, já não pode beber, já não pode fumar, cuspir já não pode. A noite esfriou, o dia não veio, o bonde não veio, o riso não veio, não veio a utopia e tudo acabou. E tudo fugiu, e tudo morfou, e agora José, sua doce palavra, seu instante de febre, sua gula de jejum, sua biblioteca, sua lava de ouro, seu terno de vidro, sua incoerência, seu ódio agora. Com a chave na mão, quer abrir a porta, não existe porta, quer morrer no mar, mas o mar secou. Quer ir para Minas, Minas não há mais, José, e agora? Se você gritasse, se você gemesse, se você tocasse a valsa vienense, se você dormisse, se você cansasse, se você morresse, mas você não morre. Você é duro, José, sozinho no escuro, qual bicho do mar, sem teogonia, sem parede nua pra se encostar. Sem cavalo preto que fuja galope, você marcha José, José para onde? Marcha José, José para onde?
Você marcha José, para onde? Marcha José, para onde? José, para onde?
agora, José? José, para onde? José, José, para onde? E agora, José? Para onde? José, para onde? E agora, José? José, para onde?
Flutuando pelas galáxias, encontrei o trevo que apontou em todas as direções.
Subir depressa pra perto do céu. Caranga passa, farol verde e luz. Colar de flores, correntinha cruz.